Come on, man.
Hello, Patriots. Welcome to the Patriot Review. You're probably wondering, what is that big, long introduction that I did not have previously? And that new introduction is because all of those individuals that you saw there are becoming contributors to the show. Some of them have their own shows, like Amber May and Jennifer Lynn. But they are joining me to give you some extra special treats. And I'm going to explain that just a little bit here. If you want to follow along, we got several different segments that we're going to be giving you across the shows, and they're scheduled. Some of them are more frequent than others, but let me see if I can get this full for you. So we have Let There Be Light with Jennifer Lynn. That is going to be, you'll see at the end of the show today, that's going to be a Bible passage and giving you some inspiration. A Veterans Viewpoint, Gunny Bud Cornwell, who I've had on my show, and I've been on his show. A great guy, a Marine, a retired Marine, but he's going to be on the show, and he will also be lining up special interviews with veterans from his pool of veterans, and he knows, you know, thousands of veterans, literally, because he's involved very much in the political world, and he has his own show called The Patriot Cause. Our America with Ronald Boyd, and Ronald is a historian and has been with me providing some segments. He's going to be talking about some special Americans and some special things that have happened in our history, some of which, you know, aren't very commonly talked about. So he'll provide an interesting segment. Perspective with Amber May. Amber's going to give her perspective on some of the current news and her slant on it. And again, she has her own show, The Amber May Show. And then on the health side, Dr. Mark Sherwood, haven't got a solid commitment as of yet, but he will be providing the Patriot Health segment, and look forward to having him on the show. And last but certainly not least, I asked to see Gayla Pruitt, who I had on the show Friday. She is going to be bringing her God-given talents as a filmmaker, author, and advocate to fight for justice against medical tyranny. And that in itself brings me to today's show. Rochelle Voth is joining us, and she's from Meehan MD, and we'll be talking with her in just a little bit. So that's what's in store for you while you're watching the Patriot Review. We have a lot of great contributors there, and of course, we'll have a guest segment like we do today on the second block. So approximately 9:15, we'll have that. And I got some great guests coming up. Richard Gage is going to be on the show, probably several different parts, a couple days in a row, talking about 9/11 and the conspiracy behind 9/11. And some people are very, very adamant that that conspiracy exists and that 9/11 was a deliberate and inside job. And many of you might be saying, no, that's not possible. But after you see what information he has, it certainly removes a lot of doubt in your mind. So that'll be interesting. Tune into that later this week, and we will go from there. So what I wanted to do first is just to get in the signal, because we do that every day on the show. So let's do that. What do we have? Mike Pence refuses to rule out being a witness for the prosecution. I cannot wait to cross-examine, Trump's lawyer says. I bet not. If you've seen Trump's lawyer, who's been on the news lately, he's found another really great person to forward his cause and our cause to make America great again. So I'm going to read this. Former Vice President Mike Pence may not be willing to escalate the bubbling feud between him and his former superior, but he's not exactly ruling it out either. During a wide-ranging interview on CBS program Face the Nation, Pence was eventually asked about ongoing legal woes of former President Donald Trump. The former president's facing three separate indictments. We all know all that. Unsurprisingly, the fact that a former president and a chief political rival of the incumbent president is set to go on trial has drawn all sorts of attention. And, you know, we go to Pence and his comments about, you know, not being able to overturn the election and the left's attack on Trump for trying to overturn the election couldn't be further from the truth, as Mike Pence had every capability of sending the votes back to those states where there were state laws violated. And that was happening all across the country. You know, probably the most well-known is in Pennsylvania. You know, in our Constitution and in the states, the Constitution of the states in question, it was only the legislators that had the ability to change the voting laws and the voting requirements. And in Pennsylvania and other states, the judges took it upon themselves, in some cases the governors took it upon themselves, to change those laws because of the excuse was COVID. But we know that the laws were violated both in the federal constitution and the state constitution. So Pence certainly had the ability, and in my mind, the duty to send those back to have that investigated. And I think we'd be in a much different place today if that was done. So yet, you know, Mike Pence and the Rhino Republicans somehow believe that he has a chance in this election. It just shows you how detached they are from reality, because this guy has the personality of a wet blanket, and I don't think anybody has forgiven him for what he did not do on that day. And, you know, January 6th would have been a much different day if he had done that. And I always call the January 6th event the American Reichstag fire, because the truth of the matter is that it was a setup, it was an inside job. And we know that now. The Capitol Police chief coming out and saying that, you know, there were plants in there, and Pelosi basically asking him to resign because he couldn't really deal with it because he has a conscience. And sadly, most of these people don't. Also, I wanted to give you some good news. Conservative students win over liberal appeals court in censorship case. You're just hearing on the show before me here that on the Alpha was talking about all the censorship designs and the ways that future attacks are going to come. But here's a good example of a positive note. So public college administrators 2,700 miles apart are trying to escape legal responsibility for what some courts are calling potential viewpoint discrimination against campus chapters of the same nationwide conservative group. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Ninth Circuit is no friendly territory, that is for sure. So they made it harder for the Clovis Community College Thursday by refusing to moot the First Amendment lawsuit against several officials by former students. So here we have a court stepping up and doing what they should be doing, which is good to see, and we need a lot more of it, especially when it comes to things like those January 6th prisoners who are still in jail and still have not received their trial. And that is just a complete abomination and a complete disgrace, and something that every American should be actually screaming out about and trying to change. So lastly, Russia launches retaliatory strikes on the Ukraine following a drone attack on a Black Sea tanker. We are getting pulled into World War III, as President Trump says on a number of occasions, and we have to do something about the Ukraine, and that would be to step back and get out of it. None of us want to be there except for maybe Lindsey Graham. But you can check out these stories and more at The Signal, and the website address that I go to is politicalsignal.com. And it's got a lot of stories that you won't find elsewhere. So it's a really good site to be on, and you can check that out. I'll be right back after this break.
after we watched our daughter Grace die on FaceTime, I immediately felt that I needed to go to the hospital, though I was still pretty sick. And I met Jessica and our pastor there. And while we were in the room, Jessica and I had spent a few moments just with Grace alone. And it was just a horrific sight to come upon. It was the fact that her daughter Grace was now gone. The emotions that came over the top of our minds and just our physical bodies were just unbelief. We took her BiPAP off because it was still on. This was hope and prayers that somehow she wasn't really gone. And as soon as we did that, the color of Grace changed. And we had to accept that she was truly gone.
Not one person stepped foot in that room. How can you do that? How can you allow an innocent person, a child, she's only 19 years old, die in front of your eyes? You don't do that. If you're human, you don't do that.
They knew they weren't going to convince us to put Grace on a ventilator. That means the money was going to dry up. They had to have the money. And when you follow the money trail all the way through, you see that a ventilator is about a $300,000 decision, that they had higher paying patients in the emergency room. Grace was worth more dead than alive.
We don't just need food, we need to eat food with a high nutritional value. Who wants to just survive food shortages? Let's thrive in times of adversity and lack. Optimize your daily nutrition and ensure you and your family have our 2-year shelf-stable Kingdom Fuel as a cornerstone of your emergency food supply. Don't sacrifice your health or your taste buds. Stock up on Kingdom Fuel now.
And we're back, and I have my very special guest, Rochelle Voth. If I could get you to move, scoot over a little bit to your left. There you go. There you go. Are you good? And I don't know if you're still muted or not.
No, we're not. We're good. Thank you.
Awesome. Good morning. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Folks, Rochelle is with Meehan MD. She is a physician's assistant and deals a lot with the COVID issue and that first. The first commercial on there was for my documentary, Breaking the Oath. Mm-hmm. And that film, folks, if you want to check that out, is on America First Productions, America Number One ST Productions.com, and on my website, Red Blooded Patriots. But now, Rochelle, you deal with not only the COVID, detoxification side of things, right? But now that we're into this stage, is it more dealing with vaccine injuries, or what are you seeing?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mix of both. And thanks for having me, Jeff. It's certainly a lot going on in the world, and you cover it so well and so thoroughly. So it's an honor to be here. We're dealing with at our office, predominantly, I would say more people are coming in because of the messenger RNA shots from Pfizer and Moderna and some injuries that have happened to them or some long-term effects that, 2 years out from receiving dose one, dose two, or, in the last few months having received a booster, they're having a lot of issues that primary cares and hospitalist teams are not recognizing or acknowledging because they're just unaware of the side effects that we commonly see from these shots. So I'd say a lot of people are coming in from the shots, but I would say then probably about 30% are still long-haul COVID issues that also is a space of medicine that's not widely known about or known how to help. Because we use a lot of pharmaceuticals in the world of medicine, and sometimes that just doesn't get to the right mix of stuff. We have to use nutraceuticals, lifestyle modality therapies, and repurpose pharmacological drugs that physicians just are not, again, in the habit of knowing what to do at this point in time because the research is so new.
So are you seeing people basically are, you know, the pushback that I always get is, well, you said in 3 years, you know, so many people will be dead. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, well, they are, but
they are.
It's basically being blamed on something else.
Right.
Where we see the cancer rates
right.
going up, and we see obviously the heart issues with younger yeah. people, especially younger males.
Mm-hmm.
People always say, you know, hey, well, you know, you people are nuts because you say things like, you know, this former software guy, Bill Gates, you know, he's the mastermind of all this.
Right.
When you look at one of these days on the show, I need to show the footage from him presenting to the CIA in 2005, where, mm-hmm. you know, he's basically talking about using vaccines to change, Middle Eastern men and change them and make them more docile. And he's talking about using vaccines to do that, changing people with vaccines.
Yeah.
The exact science that we see in being employed in those vaccines, mm-hmm. so-called vaccines, sure. I think I call them the jab is like
right.
what I usually call them. But mm-hmm. so do you have insight for us on what people are, you think more and more people are waking up with these issues, or
yeah.
do you think it's ineffective?
That's a good question. Yeah, so the people that come into our office, I'd say about 70% have some type of suspicion that something was wrong since I took a shot, right? I'd say then the other 30% came in because my husband's made me do it, or my wife told me to come in, or I saw an advertisement on TV and I thought maybe I should try, you know, to come and see what's in that space. So most people have at least some initial questions, I should say, in that way. But then when they come to our office, we're able to sit down and we're able to have a long hour-long appointment with them and set, you know, go through the research with them, go through the most common symptoms and syndromes that we're seeing in the VAERS system and the VSAFE system. Those are both reporting systems, which are underreported, admittedly, but show people that they're in good space and in good company of common side effects that have happened from these messenger RNA shots. So I would say that people are, I think they're waking up, but I don't think they're fully aware of how deep it goes and how long-term risk there is from these shots. And to be honest, a lot of people in the medical community weren't, we just didn't know either. You know, we thought maybe 5 to 6 months out, because that's when we saw these sudden cardiac deaths happening. We thought maybe that was the term limits of the shots side effects. But now we have a more recent study that Dr. Peter McCullough has been talking about. Mm-hmm. It came out of Stanford, and it's with Lee and colleagues. And it shows that post shot one and shot two of Pfizer or Moderna, it looked at both, that there's a 2-year tail risk to those persons who got the vaccines, meaning that 2 years out, there is twice as much evidence to show that you could still have blood clots. Specifically, they looked at retinal arteries and veins manifesting within your system. And now if you have still the evidence of manifested clots 2 years out, that means that something's going on in your body. That means there's something abnormally producing signals to produce a byproduct that's not supposed to be there. And they looked at vaccinated versus unvaccinated, and they showed that in the vaccinated that was happening, in the unvaccinated it was not. So that's the newest data that we have, and that's human data, because all these other studies that we've been, you know, looking at and such have been mammalian or in vitro and in vivo. So it's really kind of an eye opener and an eye unblinding type study to the American public to say, hey, there is risk long term so far. And the only reason we know 2 years is because that's how long the study went for. So when you come into our office, we're able to talk about things like that. And there are things that are not getting mainstream media attention and awareness, but they are evidence-based scientific studies. And so, you know, to your point, to your question, are people aware? I think they have questions. I think they're more curious than ever at this point. And I think the distrust of the medical model has really kind of set a precedent now for these questions to come up and be talked about. But I don't think the fullness of the understanding is there from the general public.
So that study is based on basically the number of shots you got. So what about the people who got like four?
Sure. You know, they only studied in that study of people who got shot one and shot two. They didn't go on to the booster. In my clinical experience, I can tell you that people who got the booster seem to have the worst side effects just from the anecdotal that I see people in my office or when I was working in the hospital. But I don't have a good study to show to you that says booster this versus shot one, just shot two. But the booster, you know, we think, I think it was that with the facilitate between 75 to 92, 94% of America got in a shot one or shot two. Now the number we hear is about 16 to 20% got a booster. So there's far less of us that got a booster. I think we kind of woke up and became more aware before that rolled out. But as far as data on the booster itself, I don't have a primary principle study for you showing that. I can only tell you that from my experience, that people who received the booster, I've seen TIAs, which are transient ischemic attacks similar to a stroke. I've seen cancer manifested more readily in their bodies. I've seen cardiac issues just from an observational standpoint, because what I do as a clinician is I insert this messenger RNA shot now as a piece of my differential diagnosis. So if you come into the hospital and you're short of breath, I'm thinking you might even have blood clot, you might have heart failure, you might have pneumonia. Now I'm thinking you might have a blood clot, heart failure, pneumonia, or you got a messenger RNA shot that's messing something up in your body. And I think a lot of clinicians are missing that fourth differential diagnosis piece being inserted into their understanding. And so we're missing things and we're treating symptoms, but not the principal problem. So
we all know that this is going to come back and there's going to be okay. Another COVID
and pandemic. We're already talking about it.
You know, I know you can't say indefinites, but right. Based on your experience, do you think that medical professionals will, if it does come about, do you think that medical professionals will change or refuse to follow the COVID protocols that have basically killed people?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I did work in the hospital during COVID. And, you know, in the beginning, we didn't know what it was. We didn't know how to handle it. So we trusted the experts. And the experts at that time, me not being quite woken up to what was going on in the background, was infectious disease leaders, you know, and then our CDC and stuff like that. I personally now, if they were to roll out something like that again, would not trust my CDC, right? But, you know, you wear a mask for 10 days, wear a mask for two. It was just all crazy. It got really loony. But I don't know that the hospital community, which is where this would land at the doorstep of, is fully woken up, at least from my experience. I stepped out since being in the hospital world, so I can't speak to what's going on in the recent transition of the last 3 to 4 months. But, you know, there's certainly not enough of us doing this work and recognizing that there are issues post mRNA shots for some people that would tend to lead me to believe that if another pandemic or another variant or whatever hubbaloo was to come out, that we would be smarter about it this time around. I think there
was sure hope so.
But I don't think we're at the 50% mark yet where everybody's woken up, at least from a hospitalist perspective. Outpatient, maybe a little bit more. I'm not 100% sure on that, but that's now the space in the wheelhouse that I'm dealing with. So the conversations I'm having are leading themselves that way.
Gotcha. So let's talk about Meehan. What is it exactly people can go and find out or go and do? Yeah.
So MeehanMD.com, we serve 34 different states. We're licensed to practice prescribe and treat. And so Dr. Meehan is a functional medicine doctor. So he does that realm, and I am more of an internal medicine provider. So we mix the marriage of the two to help people who have been injured from these messenger RNA shots, because it really takes a good culmination of strategies. So I like to tell people that we're going to use the least amount of drugs and the least amount of harm to you, because you've already been put in the mix of the medical model where pill for every ill just does not work. So we help you with the messenger RNA shots. We helped to calm the inflammation that might be in your body. We helped get to the root cause of what triggered you to be in a hyperinflamed state, or to have neurological issues, or to have vision issues, or headaches, or abnormal bleeding. We connect you with people who are aware of what's going on. So if I'm not an oncologist, but I know oncologists who can help get you the care you need if you did have a suspicion of cancer in your body post mRNA shot, or you have cancer that came out of remission, and you need to be treated in a different way, because it's not just standard cancer, it's messenger RNA induced and promoted cancer, right? We have a creative wheelhouse of things. We use things that your primary care does not know about currently, like peptide therapies, and it's just a neat new world, but it is a new frontier of medicine, and so we can get you to the right people if we don't know exactly how to treat you, but we do know how to treat a lot of people to help them get well and back to their baseline of health.
And I see you have a 90-day program here.
We do.
for COVID related issues. So again, it's Meehan, it's Meehan MD.com, Meehan MD.com for those listening on podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So our time is already up, believe it or not. That's okay. How fast it goes.
I know.
And I'd love for you to tell more about where people can follow you or find you.
Sure. Thank you. Again, like you said, the website, MeehanMD.com. We are on quite a few different platforms. So we have a Facebook. We have an Instagram. It's Doc Meehan. But our website is probably the best link. Again, that's MeehanMD.com for you to find us. Reach out to us via email from that platform or call our office, ask for questions. My name is Rochelle, and then there's Dr. Jim Meehan. We work together in tandem. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here and giving us, you know, some great information. I hope that people continue to wake up. And again, it's MeehanMD.com. Thanks, Rochelle. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to talk with you.
You too. Bye-bye. I'm going to take a quick break here and be back right after that.
It's me, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War. I have a very special announcement for all of you. My hit show, Wayne Allyn-Root, Raw and Unfiltered, is coming to the brand new station that's taking over the nation, Blessed News Network. God has opened a door in my life to be part of this amazing new Christian conservative network, live every night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on our channel on Roku TV, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, and streaming live on the Blessed News iPhone and Android apps. Tune in to watch me drive home the truth and dismantle the fake news narrative with big name nightly guests and exclusive interviews with all the heavy hitters you know and love. Become part of history as we make America godly again and launch the first faith-centered conservative broadcasting network where Jesus Christ is commander-in-chief of all of our stories and where truth and integrity really matter. Join me Monday through Friday on any of our platforms or on the Blessed News website. Blessed.news, where you can stream all the shows for free, or you can sign up for Blessed Plus for even more access to Raw and Unfiltered with me, Wayne Allyn-Root, the hardest working man in show business. Thank you, and God bless America.
Steel News will be joining the Blessed News Network 11 p.m. weeknights. I'm Ann Vandersteel, and I'm very excited to be a part of the programming put together by Jake Lang. Doesn't matter if he's behind bars, he's a January 6th political hero, as far as I'm concerned. And Steel News will be reporting the truth of everything happening, not only in the swamp, but around the world to help you put into context what's really going on so you can make the best decisions for you and your family. Steel News, 11 p.m. on the Blessed News Network.
And we are back. This show really does go fast, doesn't it? And my question for you today is it blessed news or blessed news? Either way, it's awesome, and it's a pleasure to be here with you if you're watching on blessed.news or on the app. If you haven't got that yet, go ahead and get it, download the app, and stay up to date with all the great shows that are on this channel. And it's a joy to be here with you, and I've got my cup of coffee because it's not noon yet. I usually drink it till noon. I don't know what your limit is, but I'm awake anyway, and I'm a night person normally, but here I am. So the first perspective issue, this is Amber May, who's got her own show, The Amber May Show, and she has been so gracious as to volunteer to help me in this show and provide a special segment. So let's see the first perspective.
Hey friends, welcome to Perspective with Amber May. So glad to be a part of this program. And so there's a few articles that I wanted to get into, and I think it's really appropriate in light of the movie that just came out with Sound of Freedom, because it's pretty disturbing. You would think that it doesn't matter. All adults would be in on wanting to protect the kids. But I want you to look at some of these articles that came out. This is coming from the ChristianPost.com, and it says, parents, don't let Washington State take your children. Don't let the state take your children. Now, in light of the child trafficking with the movie Sound of Freedom, there's also a movie on Netflix called Take Care of Maya. And that has to do with the state taking control of your children and stealing your kids legally from you. Now, check out what this law says right now. So the current state law already enables minors 13 and older to obtain puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, body mutilation surgery without parental knowledge or consent. Let me pause this right here. When is a child under the age of 18 allowed to do anything without the parents' consent? Why is all of a sudden this thing allowed to happen? They don't have the maturity capacity to know what decisions they are doing and the consequences thereof. That is why you can't buy a firearm until you're 21 or a shotgun 18. You can't be in the military till 18. You can't buy cigarettes till 18. You can't buy alcohol till 21. You can't vote till 18. There's a reason why you can't do any of this stuff. However, the most major life-altering surgery, they want to allow a 13-year-old to make that decision without the parental knowledge and consent. But it gets better. But this Senate Bill 5599, minors of any age who are seeking gender-affirming care will be hidden from their parents and placed in host homes so they can obtain all of these medical given permission by their state-appointed guardian instead of the parents, regardless of age. Nobody loves their child more than the parent. Nobody loves a child more than the parent. So that is what's happening in Washington, and it's coming to a state near you. If you go to the AmberMayShow.com, go to the resource tab, I have a section where it's talking about community schools, and this very thing is going to be happening in community schools across the country. If you think it's just going to be Washington State, you're dead wrong. Okay, so my next thing I wanted to share with you is from the Tennessee Star. Arizona Senator calls out governor over harmful veto of sex offender registry bills. Why would the governor veto a bill like this? Let's check it out. An Arizona Republican. Oh, maybe that's why, because she's a Republican and the governor is a Democrat. How frustrating is that? My whole point in politics and going down to the Capitol and writing bills, if a bill is good, it's constitutional, helps the most amount of people, I don't care who wrote the bill. As you should vote on that based on just that criteria. Leave your party politics aside. If it's a good bill, it's constitutional, and it helps people, then sign the bill. Vote yes on the bill. Stop with the Democrat-Republican nonsense. And for, I mean, you already know it's a one-party system anyways, for the most part. We do have a few Republicans that are great. We have a few Democrats, I'm sure, that are great. But overall, it's a uniparty. It's just a charade, but it's frustrating. So the article says, an Arizona Republican state senator called out Governor Katie Hobbs for her harmful veto of a bill mandating those found guilty of dangerous crimes against children to register on the state's sex offender website. Senate Bill 1583, sponsored by Sine Kern, aimed to close a gap in state legislation that only compels those offenders found guilty of committing sex crimes against children to their list names on the website for sex offenders if they pose a significant danger of doing so again. Level one offenders who are the least likely to reoffend may not have to list their names on the website. She vetoed this. Okay, so Washington State is circumventing and taking your kids away from you just because you may not affirm their gender. and they're going to put them in homes where those surgeries and those chemical blockers will happen. If you know anything about Washington, you know who controls the state of Washington. Katie Hobbs, she's a Democrat governor. She vetoed a Republican bill that would protect children. So let's go to California. Are you seeing a pattern here, people? California Assembly blocks legislation that would have made child trafficking punishable by life in prison. Why is this a problem? Why wouldn't you put child traffickers? Did you need to go see The Sound of Freedom to understand what these children are going through when they have been trafficked? This is what's so frustrating about this. Okay. And again, American government. So you have the state of Washington, American government. You have a state governor. Now you have the California state legislator. It gets better, guys. Gets better. The California Assembly Committee on Public Safety has squashed a bill that would have increased the charges of human trafficking despite it passing through the state Senate with bipartisan support. This is coming from the Gateway Pundit. Allie would have made human trafficking of children a serious felony on par with murder, rape, and other crimes that could carry life in prison or death penalty. On Tuesday, the California Assembly Public Safety Committee blocked the measure, prompting a victim to scream out horrible and sobs. This is just so sad. So you see, if you can see these pictures or Twitter pictures of these people just so upset by the news of the human trafficking bill just gets squashed just like that. No Democrats on the committee voted for the bill. No Democrats on the committee voted for the bill. Only one Republican assemblyman, Tom Lanky, voted yes on the bill, while the GOP vice chair of the committee, Assemblyman Juan Alanis, was out of the committee room at the time of the vote. Ugh, great. So there you go. So I told you it gets better, right? This is also from the Gateway Pundit. Exclusive. Biden's DOJ eliminates language on child sex trafficking from government websites. Child victims of prostitution after losing track of 85,000 migrant children. Wow. Do you see a picture here? America and the government is very complicit in the child trafficking, and they are stop it. They're either taking your children legally through state custody and doing whatever they want with the children. If you go to my website, theambermayshow.com, go to the resource tab. I have pictures. I have so many articles about what happens with child trafficking, medical trafficking, and how kids go missing. GOP Senator, Arizona foster kids are being sold into sex slavery. So I have articles there. You need to check this out. Okay. Go to my website, go to the resource tab, theambermayshow.com, resource tab, check out the child trafficking tab. Okay, so why did the DOJ remove international sex trafficking of minors, domestic sex trafficking of minors, child victim of prostitution from the Justice Department website under sex trafficking? The Biden administration removed these sections on May 12, 2023. Why would they remove these important sections? The snapshot was taken on April 21st of 23, and here's the snapshot of that on the website. It's kind of hard to see on this video, but if you want to go back, you could see it. And you can find this article on the Gateway Pundit if you wanted to see it. So the headline for it is exclusive. Biden's DOJ eliminates language on child sex trafficking from government website and child victim prostitutions after losing track of 85,000 migrant children. So
do you think that there may be another civil war in the United States? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, I sit here and I look at what's happening around the country, and you have people going to jail because they put out a meme that mocked Hillary Clinton, right? So this guy goes to jail for up to 10 years. And you have all of these things that are occurring around us, and the victim in every one of them, the victims in every one of them are our children and grandchildren, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what we talk about. The issue always comes back to who's it hurting the most? Well, it's hurting the people we love the most. So it would not surprise me to see a civil war come about if this continues. Now, of course, the question is, can we actually win in 2024? And I know we have the votes to win, but can we actually win in 2024 so that we can reverse some of this stuff? And you have to keep in mind, though, that you know, Trump is one guy. You can trust Trump, but you really have to put your faith in God, and you have to get up off the couch and help participate in changing our country to what we all know it should be, because everything that we hold sacred is under attack, and our children are under attack, whether it's at school where they're supposed to be safe, where they're getting brainwashed, or if it's on social media, nonstop bombardment of sex and other things that devalue them and make them feel bad. So, you know, there's lots of stuff going on, but in the end, my message is that it affects children the most, and that, of course, as parents, because we love our children more than anything else, I don't think that we're going to take it, and I don't think that the people in power understand that it's just not going to happen, that there's going to be a breaking point, and people are just going to stand up and say no. Be back right after this. Hey, Patriots, it's Jeff Wagner. Let's face it, it's getting harder and harder to make ends meet. It's only going to get worse. This inflation is going to continue. As a matter of fact, our dollar is in jeopardy of even existing with the crazies that want to go to the digital currency to control us all. You can go to Kirk Elliott, PhD.com/thepatriotreview, get all kinds of free, great information, and invest in gold and silver for your future. Our world is full of electromagnetic fields that, even though we can't see them, are affecting our bodies, our sleep, and even our ability to think clearly. The advent of 5G is only making this worse. There is an answer. Visit Fix the World by clicking the link in the Patriot Review show description below to view natural products that can actually protect you from EMF and 5G and even improve your sleep. Skeptical? Get the free Dangers of EMF Radiation ebook free by clicking on its direct link, also in the show description.
Here's a nutritional hack anyone can master. Replace a meal a day with our Kingdom Fuel.
Or if you're a mosh in the gym, add a shake to your daily meal plan.
Our unique meal shakes are balanced, low glycemic, rich in fiber, 20 grams of clean protein, essential vitamins and minerals, healthy fat, and organic fruits and vegetables.
Kingdom Fuel is vegan with a complete amino acid profile.
Bottom line, it's a simple start to a transformed life.
No gimmicks, just results.
Start today.
Hey, Patriots, you can save up to 66% at MyPillow.com when you use the code TPR. That stands for The Patriot Review. That's TPR, or call 800-519-9927. That's 800-519-9927. I use these products myself. I can tell you they are the best quality bar none. So go ahead, use the code TPR and get up to 66% off right now.
Coming to you from the land of common sense and American pride. Not a unicorn or rainbow in sight. Welcome back to the Patriot Review with Jeff Wagner.
And we're back. You can use that code TPR at MyPillow.com. You can also use it at MyStore.com and get some great discounts on some great products. One other thing I want to mention is that if you are on Frank Social, you can sign up for a premium membership and you get some behind the scenes stuff, get some more content. I'm working on increasing the amount of content I put up. So that's $3 a month right now. You can lock that price in forever. So go ahead and check that out if you would. I really appreciate that. We are coming up on the end of the show, and the last segment that I have is called Let There Be Light. And again, it's with Jennifer Lynn. And she's got a Bible verse, and she'll talk about what that verse means to her. And I'd love to just introduce Jennifer Lynn.
Hello, and welcome to today's segment, where we will be exploring
the beautiful blessings of abundance that God has promised us in the Holy Bible. And as we delve into the sacred scriptures, we are reminded of the boundless love and provision that God extends to his children. So let's embark on this uplifting journey and be inspired by the promises of abundance. So in the Bible, we find a lot of passages that speak to God's desire to really bless his people abundantly. We know that God give us this opportunity to really receive from him, to just trust and surrender who he is. And he wants us to know that what he really desires for us is just to express our joy, because we are his creations. He wants us to feel that joy on the inside. He wants us to express the freedom that he gave us by having Jesus die on the cross. That was his ultimate gift to us. I want to remind everyone that there are so many scriptures in the Bible that give us directions to trust him, that he is our provider, that he wants to provide for us. And we're just going to do a little bit of scripture here just to embrace all of that and to inspire you to remember how much God wants to gift to you. So Psalms 23 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." Nothing. Isn't that great? When we really allow ourselves to embrace the fact that he doesn't want to hold anything back from us. You know, the only thing that he is really crystal clear about in the Bible is that when we make the things that we receive, money, gifts, you know, promotions, more important than him, that is when things get diluted. That's when things aren't going to work out for us in the same way as allowing him to gift us, you know, putting him first. All things come through him first. So when we do that, when we're able to do that, oh my goodness, that's an incredible thing that, you know, God rewards us for. And we just open our arms to receive him. We receive everything that he has for us. He has a lot in store for us. Then I'm always surprised to know how much God has set aside just for us, right? For me, for you, for everybody. And in John 10:10, he talks about, "I come so that they may have life and have it to the full." You know, what does that mean to you, to have it to the full? You know, it's different for everybody. But again, I want to remind you that God is a good father. He wants to lavish his children. He loves us more than we could have ever. We can't even fathom the love that he has for us. And he wants to reward us. He wants to pour out his blessings on us. He wants us to live abundantly. And he wants us to be joyful. You know, he wants that for us so badly. We don't even get how bad he wants that for us. And so when we really allow him to decide, you know, how much money we can have right now, how much abundance is available to us, you might be surprised on how much wealth there is waiting for you. How much wealth comes in different forms. You know, it's not all about the money either. Sometimes it's about just having the things that you need, you know, all of the things that are required for you to live a happy life, to live in joy, to have enough left over that you can give to others. You know, again, Psalms 23:1, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." Nothing. So I just want to make sure that you guys are hearing what he says. And that means, you know, if you desire to live in a luxury home, or if your luxury is to have a small tiny house in the forest, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel abundant, you know, that is what God wants for you.
He wants whatever fills you up, nourishes your soul. He wants that for you, you know, and he wants you to know that there is so much available, that, you know, he's given us prosperous land. He's given us so many things that are available to us when we allow him to provide for us and we're not out generating or doing the hustle, you know. And that doesn't mean that we can't have a successful career or really good relationships, you know, with our family and friends and with work colleagues. That doesn't mean that we can't have those deep relationships. It means that God really wants to make sure that when he gets to be first in your life, then he provides the best relationship that you can have, the best place for you to work, best home for you to live in. And it's all about letting him help provide for you. Isn't that great? So when we stop thinking about how we're going to make it happen and let God lead us to it happening, there's a lot less effort being on our part. And there is usually more coming to us what we even wanted in the first place, because he knows our hearts more than we do. He knows what actually is the best for us more than we are. And in 2 Corinthians 9:8, it also says that God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things and at all times, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what this realm tells you is available, he will bless us abundantly at all times. And it goes on to say, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. You know, what does that mean? That means that God is going to make sure that whatever you do is successful. Because when you're following him first and foremost, when you're led by God, God is always going to lead you into the work he wants you to do. So it's always going to be fruitful, right? You're always going to have enough. You know, piles will be full. That's the cool thing about just trusting God and really allowing God to provide for you. And then the last verse that I really wanted to highlight today is Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this. He says, test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be enough room to store it. Holy cow, doesn't that excite you? That it really excites me. Oh my goodness. So when we're faithful to God, giving what he tells us to give, not what our bank accounts tell us to give, when he tells us when to share our money and wealth with someone, or even to give our last 20 in our pocket, because the Holy Spirit's saying, give it to this person right now. And we let God be the steward of our money and not mammon, not our bank accounts, not our greed or our desire for more. God's promises will pour out blessings upon us in abundance like we have never even fathomed on our own. And these blessings might not always come in material wealth, but they will come in things that really light us up, like restore relationships, improved health, a newfound sense of peace. You know, it might be winning the lottery too. But what I want to say is count all of your blessings. Really just step into all of what God has for you and express the gratitude for the blessings that you already have. God loves it when we praise and thank him for what he's already given us. Open up your hearts to receive even more of the loving hands that our Heavenly Father have there. His arms are open. It's time for us to outstretch our arms and to...
Gonna have to leave it there. I am running out of time, and I hate to break into either of those or both of those, actually, but I hope you enjoyed that, and I know there's a lot more coming from those ladies, and it really is kind of a nice way to round out the show with a little bit of variety. Now, I've got something for you as well. I have an event coming up. You can go to America First Productions, America1STProductions.com. You can go to events and you can sign up for Innocence Lost, Modern Day Slavery. So this deals with trafficking. This event you can sign up for on America First Productions, and when the date and the people that are going to be presenting is all set, you will get a message back saying, giving you all the details. So that is it for me today, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on the Patriot Review, and we will all have a blessed day, I hope. Remember, we are not physical beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience. And if you remember the ripples, everything you do has an effect and impact, whether you see it or not. And you can do a lot of good just by helping people out. Thank you. I will see you tomorrow.
As you all well know, patriots assembled on January 6th at the United States Capitol to peacefully protest a stolen election. Approximately a million liberty-loving Americans stood in unity and exercised their constitutional right to redress their grievances. Historically, the protest took a violent turn when Capitol Police officers started inciting and brutalizing an unarmed crowd, even killing four defenseless American citizens on the steps of our own Capitol. Now, over 900 January 6ers and their families have been persecuted by the Biden regime and the FBI. Violently arrested and abused and tortured in prison. Some spending over 20 months locked away in gulag-like conditions, political prisons inside our very own United States. They're being held without bond, visitations, haircuts, religious services, access to evidence and attorneys, and in many cases, complete solitary confinement. This atrocity highlights the two-tier justice system that villainizes conservative patriots and rewards career criminals. That's why we started the J6 Legal Fund to help retain competent conservative attorneys for our newest national heroes. J6 Legal Fund was created by J6 political prisoner Jake Lang to ensure full transparency in directing 100% of funds to legal costs. Not a single penny is wasted. In the next upcoming months, hundreds of J6 patriots will be standing trial against the full force of the corrupt Department of Justice and biased DC jury pools. The need for strong legal representation is greater now more than ever. That's where you come in. The J6 families are truly grateful for your generous support. Let's bring our men home. Please donate today, whatever God puts on your heart. Go to J6Legal.org to make your donation. Thank you, and God bless America.
Hello, America. This is Tanya Joy from The Tanya Joy Show, otherwise known as Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. I am coming to you today with a very exciting announcement. My hit show, The Tanya Joy Show, is getting ready to launch on the nation's newest network, Blessed News. The Lord has opened this amazing door to join with some unbelievable patriots and free speech voices across this country. Tune in. You will see the big name guests that you have come to know and love on our show as we bring you hit stories and expose the deep state's narrative every day. Become part of history and watch us as we make America godly again. Join me Monday through Friday on any of our streaming networks and now on the Blessed News Network.